This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Attorneys defending former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters are setting out their case at Peters' trial today in Grand Junction. Peters is accused of 10 crimes, including identity theft and official misconduct. The prosecution made its case last week. The court heard from former members of Peters' election staff. In the case of election disinformation, Colorado is considering working with counties on an alert system like reverse 911 to notify voters. It's one idea to come out of a training session for county clerks this week focused on how artificial intelligence could be used to disrupt an election. CPR's Benta Berkland was at the training.
Part of it is figuring out the right person or group of people to immediately contact to get more information and verify what's true and accurate, and then also how to respond.
CPR's Benta Berkland. One challenge county clerks and the Secretary of State's office identified is helping residents in some rural areas stay informed where there are fewer local news outlets. Four documentaries are getting screenings to celebrate African Immigrant Month in Colorado. Denver-based, Senegalese-born producer Usman Ndoye is presenting the films from four African countries. Buy and Sell'em is one of the films by a team from Cameroon.
The topic is about a group of women. They just say to the husband, a couple should be a team. You guys are going out there hustling for bread, but us too, we should do something to help.
Other film screening this month include documentaries from Democratic Republic of Congo, Togo, and Ethiopia. This is CPR News, NKRCC.